Hello, Potter Than Hellions. Welcome. Damn, wrong podcast. Hey, this is Steve from the Potter Than Hell podcast. Welcome to the show. This is the Shout It All Loud cast. But before we get going, I want to ask my guy something. BC, are you feeling low with no place to go?
Yeah, and I'm thinking I'm going to scream.
Hey, BB, do you recall Days in the City?
Yeah, and I think back, oh, what a pity.
And hey, Dylan, do you feel uptight on a Saturday night?
Yeah, man, my heater's broken. I am so tired.
Well, I'm going to throw another log on the fireplace and listen to the Shout It Out Loud cast. Oh, yeah.
Steve, stand by my side, and I'll be next to you.
Oh, God, shut the fuck up, BC.
That's right, we're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table, and the table gets smashed. This week, it's another love fest with a Rolling Stone list. This time, metal, baby. Heavy metal. Not heavy, heavy mayo.
Ew.
Heavy metal. Right, Zeus?
Yes, yes. Heavy metal. They put out something, Rolling Stone, top 100 metal songs. I have even looked at the list, which I like, because it'll be spontaneous, my reaction. We can't do the whole 100 list, so we're just going to skim and start from 30.
Yeah.
And go through the list and talk about it a little bit and see what's up.
Yeah, because if we start at 100, no offense. Hey, number 100, Typo Negative's debut album. I don't know what that is. Right, next one.
What are you talking about?
I know Typo Negative, you know, people like them, but that was just a band that popped into my head for a minute. But yeah, we're going to start at 30.
Okay. And I want to put these in categories. Songs that only fucking Brad Rustoven and a couple of the guys from Potter Than Hell will know.
No, actually, this list is pretty much quote-unquote hit-oriented. I've seen the list.
All right, but I'm just saying I bet you on this list, that's a category of music.
Okay.
Songs at the Potter Than Hell and Brad Rustoven know.
Okay, that's actually, they should be pretty excited because I think they're the only people that have a category on our Dorm Damage episodes.
Yeah, they know their shit.
We'll see. We will decide what song goes into that category.
Yes. All right.
I can tell you right now that number 30 will not go into that category because everybody knows that one. So like we said, we're going to start off at number 30. You guys can find this list on Rolling Stone. Just Google it. 100 greatest heavy metal songs. Number 30, Enter Sandman, Metallica. I don't expect Rolling Stone to... Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. Rolling Stone, I'm surprised this isn't higher just because it's like a hit for Metallica. Of course, it's going to be in this list, but number 30, whatever.
Okay. I'm talking out loud because I don't know the kind of context. This is the first song I've seen on this list. So okay. I don't know if they're going all time, Stairway to Heaven, Dream On, and shit like that. I don't know. But to me,
they're going heavy. They're going with like, okay, quote unquote heavy.
How is this not top five?
We'll when we get to the top five.
Okay, but I'm just saying out loud.
I agree.
This song is played more than any fucking song I can think of.
Yeah.
In more different venues and avenues.
Yep.
You can hear this at a concert. You can fucking crank the song up when you're in the car. It's a fucking theme song for the greatest relief pitcher of all time, Mariano Rivera. I mean, it's everywhere.
Having it at number 30 is a little weird, but it's typical Rolling Stone.
Every fucking hockey game.
Yep.
I'm sure it's at football games.
Yep.
How the fuck, like, name a more popular top 10 song I can think of? I can't.
Right. I know. Number 29. I love this song. I love this band. If you know anything from this band, Zeus, this might be the song, and that's Walk by Pantera. from 1992 off of a potential ARC album that everybody's going to love, Vulgar Display of Power. Do you know the song, Zeus? You familiar with this one? I think you've heard of this before.
No.
I guarantee you, if you heard it, you'd be like, I know that song. I know Pantera.
You think more of me than I do. No.
Okay. All right. We'll move to 28. Here's a song that I know off of arguably one of the greatest thrash metal albums that's not called Master of Puppets. Megadeth, Holy Wars, The Punishment Due from Rust in Peace. Zeus, you familiar with Megadeth?
Not only do I not know this song, yeah. I have never even heard the title of this song.
Okay. It's a great song. This will not go into the Brad Rustoven category. This is a great song.
Just, dude, this is fucking already stupid.
Settle down. Okay.
I'm from a predominantly hard rock metal background. I don't even know this shit.
All right. Well, you'll be happy with 27 because this is a song we all know and love, or most of us do. Judas Priest, Living After Midnight.
All right. All I can tell you is late night, freshman year, Pit South, around the corner.
Yep.
One of the mutants named Webby. Remember Webby?
He was, of course I do.
He loved like hard rock and metal and hair metal and stuff fucking a lot.
Well, Webby was also 4 feet tall and had calves.
No, you're not. Well, it's the wrong kid.
Oh, that's not Webby?
No, that's the little midget guy that played rugby.
Yeah, and his calves were the size of like trash cans.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No. That's not him. Webby was a normal looking guy and a normal guy.
He was a normal mutant.
Yeah, he was. Okay. He was normal. Okay. And every once in a while, we'd always go, living after midnight. It's such a like a headbangers, like fucking damn, going
totally
back and forth.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah. We always used to do this song, Living After Midnight. Kind of funny.
It's a great tune. Of course. It's a classic.
It's all hell. Love it.
All right. Now we go to 26. Here's a song that you will not know, Zeus. And the original is kind of lame. The Metallica's cover of this is epic. And the song is Am I Evil from Diamond Head. Diamond Head is a old British band from like late 70s, early 80s. Metallica took a ton of influence from them, covered a ton of their songs, including this one. I'm guessing that they put it here just to give them a little bit of honor for all the influence that they had on all the thrash guys. But the original's kind of a little bit light in the ass, shall we say. But Metallica's cover of it is vicious. It's so good.
I prefer to hear White Lions, If My Mind Is Evil, off their follow-up to Pride, whatever that fucking album called.
Okay, now that is a Pot of an Hell song, because I don't even know what that is.
Because If My Mind... Because Vito Bratta's destroying that song. It's awesome. It's a good song.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. All right, now here we go. It's
oh, by the way, though, before you move on,
I've never
even heard of this song, never heard of the title.
Okay, by the way, it's almost like this list is alternating between songs that Zeus knows and doesn't know, because 25 were Rainbow in the Dark, Dio, number 25.
Look at this photo.
Dude, this picture is horrendous.
Dude, that
what is happening?
Every fucking European in the 80s look.
Honestly, this is... It's pictures like that that caused bands to look like Poison 8 years later.
The song is probably my favorite Dio song. Fucking love it. The video is hilarious. I don't know what it is. Some guy like jerking off to some fucking, it's just a weird video. And then you got Dio all 1 foot two tall of him on top of a building with boots up to his knees and fucking rocking out looking horrendously unattractive. But
nice.
That's him. He didn't give a fuck. The song is amazing. And what he called it is Vivian Campbell rips on it. I love this song. Love
okay.
it.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Well, staying in true fashion, we're back to a song that I don't think Zeus is familiar with. Number 24, South of Heaven by Slayer. I'm not a big Slayer fan. I probably like one or two songs. This is not one of them. I know it's a huge, quote-unquote, well, Slayer didn't have hits, but big song from them, South of Heaven. If you like Slayer, I'm sure you like this song. Doesn't really.
Was this on Guitar Hero?
Rain and Blood was on Guitar Hero. Okay. We'll get to Rain and Blood.
Don't know this song. Don't give a fuck.
Here we go. All right, here we go. 23. Shout at the Devil, Motley Crue. So they're throwing some hair metal into the heavy list.
Well, it's kind of a heavier song for them.
It is. It's very heavy for them.
It shouldn't be the song from them on here, but that's okay. Or from this album.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, definitely. It deserves to be there. 22. Our buddy Charlie Benante's band here. Anthrax with Caught in a Mosh. Okay, I love this album, Among the Living. It's been floating in my head for ARC, but I'll get butchered and bludgeoned by you and Sonny if I ever picked it. But
no, you wouldn't. I have it. I like it.
You have Among the Living?
I do.
All right. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, I like it. And the other thing is just looking at this video. God bless them all, even Charlie included. They have the hairiest legs of any fucking five group of guys. Why they're always in shorts with their leg? I would fucking cringe.
That's the funny thing about Anthrax. They used to wear like jams. Remember jams? Yeah, like the Hawaiian shorts?
And they're always like on top of each other, falling, tripping. Dude, I would cringe if fucking Scott Ian's hairy legs were rubbing up against me like there is on all these fucking photos.
I don't know. That's one of the things I think that makes Anthrax so fun and awesome is they were always just like goofing. Like this picture here, it almost looks like he has like friggin' like SpongeBob shorts on or whatever.
God bless him. The song's good. So.
Yep. 21. Okay, the fact that this is only at 21 is quite shocking to me, and that is The Trooper by Iron Maiden.
I'm surprised you say that. You didn't have it that high on our ARC record.
I know, but I respect its legacy, though. I respect the song.
This song should be higher.
I agree.
Fucking their best, maybe. It is such a great riff. And if you don't want to get into a 19th century fucking horse battle, if you're listening to this song, I don't know. There's something wrong with you. By the way, the fucking poor drummer, his face looks like someone took a fucking frying pan and just smashed it in. What happened looks to like his nose?
I don't. And what is, does Bruce Dickinson think he's doing the Jane Fonda workout in this photo?
He's another one. Dude, did you miss out on the anthrax photo with your shorts and hairy legs? What the fuck?
I'm telling you, I said it before. These pictures is what brought us poison. Yeah. This is what happened.
Adrian Smith and Steve Harris, the only normal looking ones in this fucking band.
Well, speaking of that, then you scroll down to number 20 and there's a group photo for you, Zeus.
Oh, good Lord.
No, number 20, Round and Round by Rat. Okay, look, we love Rat. We love Round and Round. This ain't heavy metal. Come on.
Yeah, but it's it is saying heavy metal.
It says it specifies heavy metal. This ain't heavy metal.
I mean, this song is huge, though.
No, I know, but
heavy metal used to be called, this music used to be called heavy metal until thrash got big, and then people were like, well, then we need to push that shit down. Because metal.
No, you're you know, right. You're right.
So, but this, this is one of the most popular songs in the 80s.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Number 19, Peace Sells from Megadeth. Now, you might not know the song, but you will know that opening bass line because it used to be the intro to MTV News.
I know the song. I know the song very well.
Yeah, Megadeth. Look, I'm not a big Megadeth fan because Dave Mustaine.
No, I actually like this song, but it's not okay. Even fucking number 19.
Yeah, it's okay. It shouldn't be 19.
His voice is horrendous.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not good. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is interesting. Number 18, The Immigrant Song by Zeppelin. Thoughts on this?
I don't know what they have. Then they should have the rest of the Zeppelin catalog. If Zeppelin is on this shit, then the rest of the songs should be 1 through 18 should be Zeppelin song because they're better than everything fucking on this list. Immigrant Song is not even close to being maybe their 18th best song.
Yeah, but it's heavy. You'd call it heavy, though. It's heavy.
Yeah, but they have better heavy songs than this. Way better.
Oh, no, I agree. But that's Rolling Stone. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. 17. All right. See, this is when I start to get frustrated. How is this 17? Back in Black, AC/DC, like Enter Sandman, anthemic for the ages.
Okay. Yes. But again, for me, they have so many better songs in Back in Black for me. But
no, I agree.
It's a great song. It's popular. Yeah. I used to always think that Shook Me All Night Long was the big hit from that album. Ugh. Back in Black. I mean, I know it's so overdone, but you could hear that everywhere.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. We keep going. Back to Iron Maiden. Now, see, I prefer this song over The Trooper. And at 16, we have Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Yeah, no.
Really? Okay.
No. Okay. Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Throw this out.
Wow.
It shouldn't be in the top 20 fucking metal songs of all time. Not even
really. So you don't even
like it. But it's not even. What the fuck is. Who put this in there?
Wow. Well, Rolling Stone put it in there. Chain number 2, ready minute. Stupid. Number 15, we're back with Slayer, Angel of Death. The only thing that's interesting about this song is that Jeff Hanneman, rest in peace, wrote the song about like horrendous, like, Nazi experiments by Joseph Mengele. Like, really? Dude, stop. Nobody wants to hear that.
Understand your lyrics, they'd fucking appreciate it more.
Nobody wants to hear that. Great fucking song. One of the greatest intros in metal. Number 14, Stargazer by Rainbow.
Been on my Rainbow kick again. I listen to this all the time.
The intro to this, so the drum intro to this is insane. I love
it. The chorus is insane.
Yep.
It is fucking everything you can imagine of heaviness.
Yep.
The song just kicks ass. And then the little angry dwarf gets mad about the song. Well, this is fucking a 10-minute drum solo followed by a 10-minute guitar solo. Shut the fuck up, you miserable little fuck. And God bless him. You know, he's still amazing. But the fucking Dio cult is beyond, it's beating Ace's cult.
I agree with that.
There's a fucking
the Dio cult needs to be reined
really?
In.
Really? Where was all these Dio lovers when he was alive and his records were barely going gold? All of a sudden now he's the greatest of all time.
Yep.
Come on, dudes.
Number 13. I'm surprised this isn't higher, but we're getting into the real good stuff now. Paranoid Black Sabbath at 13.
So ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fucking heavy and so ahead of its time. That riff and everything about this song, this came out fucking when? 70? 1970? Holy
think of,
fuck.
Think of that. The song is fucking older than us.
That whole...
Yeah, it's killer. Killer.
Oh, my God. That riff is insane.
Ooh, look at number 12. Wow. Damn, Rolling Stone. I love this song. Number 12, Cult of Personality, Living Color.
I had both their first two albums. And it's the guy from Platoon. He was in Platoon, the lead singer.
LeVon Reed? I'm sorry, Vernon Reed. No, dude, I just said...
That's the guitar player you're thinking of.
You didn't hear what I said. I said LeVon Reed. You know who? You know who I was mistaken. I was thinking of Levin Reed, the sportscaster. No,
don't make me say it. Don't make me.
Don't. I'm not going to. Vernon Reed. Oh, Vernon.
Thinking of LeVon Burt. What was that guy's name? What's that guy's name? LeVon.
That's the guy from Reading Rainbow, isn't it? LeVon Burton.
Was that like the soul singer? What was his name? LeVon.
LeVert. Gerald LeVert.
Laverne.
I'm a Joan Casanova.
Oh, you got Laverne.
We just went
Levin Reed.
LeVon Burton. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Steve Burton? This song is awesome. I loved it when it came out. I like the Glamour Boys.
Yeah, they actually had a couple other songs. They were good. They were really good.
And the lead singer, Corey, whatever his fucking name.
Oh, Corey Glover. Corey Glover. That's right. That's right.
Ooh.
Isn't that his name?
Corey Feldman? He's the lead singer of Living Color?
Corky Romano?
Corky Buchek?
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. This is a heavy song. This is a really heavy. The riff is incredible. So kudos to them to be on the list.
It's also the theme song to one of my least favorite wrestlers. The pussy little CM Punk. Jericho knows who I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Number 11, this should be higher, but that's just because it's one of my all-time favorite songs. One by Metallica at number 11. The fact that it's not even in the top 10 is offensive to me, but whatever. It's Rolling Stone.
Okay, so here's the thing. I told you, like, there were certain things that I wanted to hate. I wanted to hate Metallica when they did their first video, because only the dirtbags like Metallica and Stormtroopers of Death and all stupid shit. We like all hair metal stuff, like the jocks did. They didn't like Metallica and stuff. That was for all the dirt bags.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't want to like this song, but God damn it, it's fucking so good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not better song overall than Enter Sandman.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
okay.
I mean, it just
different. So for different, the era, different song. Yeah, different.
Dude,
song.
I can name songs that I can go. Will be all time songs, and I let's see if they're on here. I've already got one, and that's Enter Sandman. But go ahead.
Okay. So now we're into the top 10. A song that I still think is better than The Trooper. Another Iron Maiden song. Number 10, Run to the Hills.
Nope, it's good.
You're still hanging your hat on The Trooper.
The Trooper's a better song than Run to the Hills.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's a great song. Don't get me wrong. I mean.
Yeah. I just remember this video with like the black and white, like the
same thing with The Trooper.
Yeah, exactly. I love those videos. They're great. And a
close up of Bruce Dickinson's horse teeth.
Horse tooth jackass. see, you're right. The Dio cult is alive and well because he comes in at number 9. He's back with Holy Diver.
Not bad. I like the song.
It shouldn't be number 9. Rainbow in the Dark is better than this.
Because there's a Dio cult.
Yeah, it should not be number 9, but that's okay. Number 8, back to Slayer. This song is fucking legitimately awesome. The Raining Blood, Slayer. I still have nightmares about trying to beat this in Guitar Hero. I used to stay up at night trying to beat it. Again, I'm not a huge Slayer fan, but something about this song is just unique. It's killer. It's 100 miles an hour. This is a great song. It doesn't surprise me it's number 8 because you got to put Slayer here, and this is their go-to song. So.
You do?
Well, I know. Rolling Stone trying
to. So, what is the point of like a lot of this stuff, this thrash stuff? Okay. If it's not melodic, it's just how fast it goes.
Well, that's why I'm not a big fan of Slayer because they don't have a lot of melody like Metallica. Metallica's heavy, but they have melody most of the time.
Yeah, you can follow along with
correct.
It.
It's like, correct.
It's not just 15 different melodies in one song.
Right. Like, no, you're right. Just, that's why I never got into
it. And it can't. The singing is terrible.
That's why I never got into Slayer.
I can't get into any of them.
Right.
There's a difference if the leader of that, you get a bunch of shit that comes with it. And that's of course. What happened.
Oh, you're right. You're right. All right. Number seven, Black Sabbath is back with Iron Man.
Iron Man is not better than Paranoid, but it's more popular. But it's more popular. Better.
It's not better. No, it's not better than Paranoid at all. No,
no, not at all. But the riff is just iconic too.
Of course. All right, here come all the heavy hitters here. We're at number six, Crazy Train by Ozzy.
I see it. I get it. Yeah,
it's popular. It's like you said with Enter Sandman, anthemic stadium. It's a stadium.
So
anthem.
That already, that's number two that I would say I can believe should be in here.
Okay. Number five. Back with Black Sabbath, you're going to see a lot here in the top five. War Pigs.
This is another one that's gained, to me, popularity in the last 10 years.
War Pigs?
Yeah. It was. I don't think it was this big, but it's been in like soundtracks. It's been on movie previews now. It's now starting to play in stadiums. It wasn't before.
Yeah.
I had the two big songs from Black Sabbath always. It was Iron Man and Paranoid.
I feel like War Pigs has gotten a little bit of a rebirth, maybe with streaming, with streaming and stuff like that. You hear it more, it's being used more. Yeah.
I think it's for like TV shows and movies and previews. I've heard War Pigs a lot more.
Yeah. I am shocked that this is number four. I'm not saying it's not a good song. Breaking the Law, Judas Priest at number four? No, not for me.
So to me, this is a fucking awesome metal, quick metal song. The video is fucking hilarious.
Beavis and Butthead do a great version.
Yeah.
Washing the dog.
About the fucking music teacher in middle school that when you'd always have to, everybody by the end of the year, you would always have to bring in an album and play the song and get up in front of the fucking class and say why you like this song. Somebody took Breaking the Law. And the story goes that Mr. Stevens, the music teacher, took the fucking record and threw it out the window.
Nice.
This is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my history of teaching music. And it was this song. He's like, what the fuck is Breaking the Law? Breaking the Law.
That's fantastic.
Of all the fucking stuff I brought in for mine, Tom, back then, Rock of Ages, Def Leppard.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because you're so embarrassed. Like, I'm talking in front of the whole class. I don't want to pick anything that nobody likes.
Oh, God. I get it. Number three, I do not like this band. I don't think I like one song from them, including this one. Ace of Spades, Motorhead. I'm sorry. I don't like Lemmy. That's just not my thing. I never, ever, ever got into Motorhead.
This is just one of those things that people use this band for credibility.
I think
I'm a Motorhead fan.
I'm Motorhead. Yeah, Motorhead. Lemmy's a god.
Motorhead. I mean, the only songs I like by Motorhead are the fucking wrestling themes to Triple H that they do. Those two songs. That's really it. This is okay, but like, who the fuck is playing this and being like, this is fucking this is just the greatest. It's the third best metal song of all time. No, Come on.
Now, number two should be number one, but I won't fight it because of what number one is. Number two is Master Puppets, Metallica. I give, for the first time in my life, I'm actually pleased with a decision that Rolling Stone made by putting it this high. This should be this. Me personally should be here. I'm not going to fight it for number one because number one is number one, but.
Yeah, this wouldn't be for me, but I can see why others would pick this.
Yeah, it's amazing. The
critic. Like the people that don't think they sold out is their favorite Metallica song.
I mean, it's just for what it did. I mean, it's just this really put melodic thrash. Like this was not Megadeth. This was not Slayer.
This didn't do fucking well when it came out. It did okay for them. They were still a small market, but they had their fucking fanatic fans that were like, this is the greatest.
Yeah.
And then when Metallica hit the masses, I think a lot of people went back and were like, holy shit.
Well, after this, they put out Injustice for All with the first video. And then people are like, all right, Metallica is the fucking greatest band in the world right now. And then Black Album comes out and all that shit. But yeah,
they didn't get shit until Black Album. If Black Album came out after, I mean, let's say if Injustice for All, there is no Black Album, and Injustice for All came out in the 90s, like The Black Album? No way they're that big. Black Album was specifically way more commercial appealing. That got Metallica to where Metallica is now. I truly believe that. I would never have gotten into them. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't, because they would still be like, ooh, that band, well, that type of music. They fucking opened it up by getting a little more commercial, I think. And that just my opinion.
You know, Injustice for All sold 10 million?
Now.
10 million. Right, of course.
It was probably platinum or maybe double platinum before Black came out. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right? And then, you know, like a lot of albums, it's kind of like the slide-it-in version of Whitesnake, right?
Yeah.
Slide-it-in wasn't that big until Whitesnake came out, and all of a sudden people went back and were like, holy shit, this fucking previous album is awesome.
Yeah. The video helped. The video for one helped launch them, but
yeah, because that was their first.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
And then number one, I'm not going to fight this here because people say it's the birth of metal. You know,
this is beyond fucking stupid. So now, mind you, I'm seeing this for the first time. Yeah. This is beyond fucking stupid that this is the greatest metal song.
Oh, I don't think it's beyond stupid.
Oh, beyond stupid. Are you fucking kidding me? Who picks Black Sabbath from Black Sabbath as the great?
Dude, it's like one of the heaviest songs ever made, and it's almost
wonderful.
55 years old.
I can't remember ever being amongst any of my friends playing this fucking song once.
What the hell does that have any? Let me finish. Never played it.
No, and on top of it, I can't remember. I listened to radio way back when. I can't remember ever hearing this on the radio once.
That's not what the list is, though. The list isn't greatest radio hits.
I know, but dude, something's got to be. If you're number one, like I would, this is ridiculous. I would see Master of Puppets being number one. Yeah. I get that, but this? Come on, dude. It's not even their biggest, not even close to their biggest song. That's fucking, this is like stupid, insulting.
Wow, ooh, let's you're go really upset. It. You're really upset with this.
Oh, this is fucking stupid. It's stupid. No offense. Oh, come on. Dude, if you're going to go like that, then you should fucking put in, like, you have, of all this list, now that I'm seeing it, you said Zeppelin fits this criteria, and they only have one song, and it's Immigrant Song? Come on.
Because it's heavy metal. What's another heavy metal song that you would put in here for Zeppelin?
Like you just said to me earlier, Round and Round is in this.
No, I know, but I'm saying, look, nobody loves Zeppelin more than me and you, okay? What other heavy metal Zeppelin song would go in this list? Or at least in the top 30, in the top
30. When the Levee Breaks, The Rover, In My Time of Dying. Rock and Roll.
That's not heavy
fucking
metal.
Fucking Whole Lot of Love. I don't know, I'm thinking off the top of my head. What do you call it? Nobody's Fault But Mine.
But let's back up for a second.
Achilles Last Stand.
But let back up. You got to remember, Rolling Stone does not like Led Zeppelin at all. They don't like them.
And you
they
think
never
they,
did.
They liked Black Sabbath?
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. Look at that. What they
and
have fucking
Ozzy?
Five or six songs in the top 30.
They did it now.
Yeah. I think the interesting thing about this list, everything is from the 70s, 80s, and a couple songs from the 90s in this top 30. Why do you think
there's no Kiss in here, too?
No, Kiss isn't heavy metal. What the fuck are they going to put in here?
Rat is in here. So that's
I agree. I disagree with that.
And when I went to get down to this level, I scrolled through real quickly. I saw Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly. So everything should be on the table then if Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly's in. So what's the criteria? So if that's the case, what the fuck are we doing here?
I agree. No, honestly, if they're going to call this 100 greatest heavy metal songs, and you have Slayer, Megadeth, Pantera, Sabbath, Lita Ford, what are we doing? You're right. What the fuck are we doing? I don't get it. This is why we love these Rolling Stone lists. They're perfect for these.
So if I'm not mistaken, the top 30 metal songs of all time, and there's no Guns N' Roses?
Correct. Not even Welcome to the Jungle.
This is beyond fucking stupid.
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
So what I would say, if you're going to do top 10, maybe Paranoid, Enter Sandman, Welcome to the Jungle.
I think a bigger crime. Okay. And again, we're talking the top 30. One AC/DC song. Highway to Hell is not even in this list. They put Back in Black, and I'm talking top 30 because that's what we're covering.
If You Want Blood,
top 30, one AC/DC song, and it's Back in Black.
Yeah.
Come on. This is why I love doing these Rolling Stone lists, because it's fun to talk about them. It's fun to shit on them. This is absurd. I agree.
I mean, the fuck on. No TNT, nothing.
No
Bon Scott shit.
Nothing. Not in the top 30. Again, that's the caveat. Nothing in the top 30.
This is beyond stupid, but there are three fucking songs from Slayer that,
a handful of
people know and like.
If you're going to put
Ace of Spades is in the top five.
It's
just fucking stupid.
If you're going to put Round and Round we love Round and Round. If you're going to put Round and Round in the top 30, you don't throw anything from Def Leppard, nothing maybe off High and Dry, Let It Go or something like that. Like, that's fucking heavier than Round and Round, right?
It's beyond stupid. I mean, I'm looking 90 through 100 as I'm scrolling through this. I don't even know any of these fucking bands. This is beyond stupid.
Yeah.
All We Are from Warlock. Dude, what the fuck are we?
You know what else isn't in the top 30? And again, I don't care, but I'm just speaking as a music fan. No, nothing from the Scorpions in the top 30. Right?
Rock You Like a Hurricane just for that.
Exactly.
This is fucking stupid shit.
But that's what Rolling Stone wants. They want bozos like us talking about it.
So they have a Soundgarden. So now you're telling me grunge is in there?
It's okay. Well, Soundgarden's, they're grunge, but they're metal. But why not throw fucking Alice in Chains in there too?
Okay. Why isn't anything from 10 from Pearl Jam on there? Youth Gone Wild from Skid Row.
They're not metal. Pearl Jam's not metal. I mean, Alice in Chains is Soundgarden.
I'll put Even Flow up with a lot of songs about as heavy as anything.
Even Flow?
Even Flow's guitar.
Come on. For a heavy metal song?
Dude, it's not heavy metal when we're looking at fucking Bang Your Head, Quiet Riot in here. And Lita Ford.
I agree. Deadly.
So, I mean, you keep changing that.
The Lita Ford thing doesn't make it. That's confusing to me. That doesn't make any sense. But,
dude, Bark at the Moon, Aussies. Photograph is 54 from Def Leppard. Dude, I don't see one Kiss song in here right now.
You won't. First of all, especially from Rolling Stone, you won't.
I don't see anything. I see For Whom the Bell Tolls. I see a Rage song here. Yep. Killing in the Name, right?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Rock You Like a Hurricane, 36. Fade to Black. Smoke on the Water. Kiss Me Deadly, Lita Ford.
Dude, according to this list, Kiss Me Deadly is better than Fade to Black by Metallica. Or better than Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Think of it that way.
It's a schizophrenia list. It's fucking
Oh, totally. Of course it is. It's a bunch of guys throwing fucking darts on a wall. But
what do you expect? Oh, well. Till next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.